Mel Gibson to Colbert, his Passion sequel might deal with spiritual warfare. Actor and filmmaker Mel Gibson recently sat down with the Late Show host Stephen Colbert, and the two discussed Gibson's upcoming sequel to The Passion. He said the resurrection will be surprising, even to audiences who've read the New Testament. When pressed by Colbert, Gibson hinted that it may feature the supernatural and spiritual warfare.
Now, you've got another film coming up, I hear, yeah. But it probably haven't started yet, called The Resurrection. It's a sequel to The Passion of the Christ. Is that true?
It's probably about 3 years off because it's a big subject.
Yeah, I've read the book.
Yeah.
I know how it ends. I know how it ends.
You know how it begins.
Yeah. Well, how do you tell the story of the resurrection? Because there's not as much, and I don't mean this to say this in a flippant way,
yes. But
there isn't action. I mean, every Good Friday, we act out the Passion. You know the story.
Yes, sure.
You know the parts. You know, you're waiting for, you know, various people to come on. But how do you tell the story of the resurrection? It's a single event and then a revelation to the people in the upper room.
Well, it's more than a single event. It's an amazing event. And to underpin that with the things that around it is really the story, to sort of enlighten what that means. Uh-huh. And it's not just about the event. It's not some kind of chronological telling of just that event. Mm-hmm. That could be boring, and you think, well, we read that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it'd be boring. I mean, God becomes man and rises from the dead.
Well,
never going to be a snoozer.
No. Okay. But it's predictable in that, okay, now we know what happens, and this happens, and this happens, and this happens, but what are the other things around it that happen?
Uh-huh. Who's the bad guy? Is it Thomas, who doubts that Christ is risen?
No.
No? No bad guys?
Well, there are.
Yeah?
They're in another realm.
Oh. Yeah. Another realm.
Sure, you're going all over the place. What happened in 3 days?
Oh, he descended into hell, rose from the dead. Yeah, exactly. Tore the gates of Dis off their iron hinges.
That's
sure. Yeah, exactly. That stuff. Wow. So you would actually do a little inferno?
I'm not sure, but it's worth thinking about, isn't it? Get your imagination going, right?
Yeah, sure. I never thought about that. Yeah, there's a lot of action happening off screen in the Bible of Jesus descending into the dead. Wow.
Sure, there's a lot happening around us right now.
It shows that unlike The Passion, which was essentially a depiction of the crucifixion, the next chapter in Gibson's biblical series may look completely different. So, let me know what you think about this in the comments below. I mean, what do you think about Hollywood making movies about the Bible, especially when they're changing things? You know, I particularly don't agree with it, but let me know what you think about it in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to hit that subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.